Today is Valentine's Day in Brazil. There, it's known as Lovers or Couples Day, and clearly Brazilians don't celebrate it in February. NPR's Carrie Kahn explains.
Flavia Tavares and her husband Wallace Alves, barefoot and dressed in white, stand at the water's edge below one of Rio de Janeiro's most picturesque peaks.
Isso.
Their photographer urges them to give each other sexy looks. Get closer, she says, clicking away.
Hi.
The couple has been married 7 years.
Acordei cedo e vim pra cá pra tirar foto. 5 horas da manhã.
I got up at 5 a.m. and battled Rio's terrible traffic, so this is her gift, Alves laughs. 5 other couples were shooting Dia dos Namorados Lover's Day photos, too. But why not celebrate on February 14th like most countries? Photographer Luciana Sousa, shooting a gender reveal party down the beach, explains.
Festa, né? Muita festa, carnaval.
There are just too many parties then, she says. It's carnaval, and no one wants to be tied to just one person. Her boyfriend, Charles Sanchez, laughs. He just made it official and asked her to marry him. She said yes. Lover's Day is big business in Brazil. Used for selling everything like cell phones in this ad. Sales this year are expected to hit $500 million, according to a national trade group. But why June 12th? The story goes that back in 1949, some savvy Sao Paulo businessmen, hoping to boost mid-year sales, picked the day before the Catholic celebration of St. Anthony, popularly said to be the savior of marriages. At St. Anthony Church in downtown Rio, Father Gerardo Bellocchio says many believe Anthony made peace between a sparring couple.
Por isso de que se criou esta credença.
But Bellocchio says Anthony performs many more miracles than that. He doesn't object to him being used for Lover's Day business. Sales are even up at the church's small store, where 67-year-old parishioner Celia Regina is buying a small St. Anthony statue.
Botar de cabeça para baixo.
She laughs, you have to turn the statue on its head if you're hoping to find a partner or a spouse. Sure, she would like to find a new love today, she says. God willing, of course. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.